Picasso first visited Paris as a 19-year-old in 1900, when one of his paintings was selected for the World Fair, the Exposition Universelle. Over the next few years, he moved restlessly between his native Spain and Paris, before finally settling in Paris in 1904. Here in Montmartre, a district well known for its lively community of musicians, artists and writers, he established a base in the ramshackle complex of studios known as the Bateau Lavoir. It was in these early years in Paris that Picasso developed a fascination for the circus and the theater, and figures of acrobats, dancers, jugglers, and other itinerant performers began to feature in his works. For the most part, these were generic types rather than portraits of specific performers. However, the jester, one of Picasso's first forays into bronze sculpture, is a combination of such a type and a portrait. The sculpture began as a portrait of his friend, the poet Max Jacob, but with the addition of a fool's cap, Picasso transformed him into a jester. The work was supposedly inspired by an evening at the Cirque Medrano, also known as the Cirque Fernando, the same place that had inspired Renoir, Degas, and Toulouse-Lautrec to paint daring trapeze artists, jugglers, and animals in circus ring spectacles. But there's nothing spectacular or daring about Picasso's actors and acrobats. They rarely perform at all, instead appearing motionless in strange landscapes or anonymous interiors. They seem to be inspired more by the time Picasso spent with them offstage, getting to know the actors themselves rather than the roles they played. Often, as with the jester, they appear in isolation, frozen, as if caught deep in thought. Here, Jacob's pensive expression seems at odds with the jaunty points of the jester's cap and produces a strange melancholy, a tension that runs through all of Picasso's circus-themed works. The bust would have started out as a clay model, and the final bronze still bears traces of the way Picasso worked the clay. The undulating textured surface is the result of subtle variations in the pressure he used in pushing and shaping the clay, working quickly in some parts and more slowly in others. Picasso continued to work in bronze throughout his career, influenced by Auguste Rodin, a sculptor who had a profound impact on modern sculpture. Picasso imbues the classical form of the bronze bust with complex, expressive qualities.